Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, and thanks for joining me on this next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord, and we do have quite a bit of news over looking at my list over here to go over as of recent. The past couple weeks have actually been pretty eventful, despite the times that we're in right now. But here's the news. This is a little old news, but I failed to mention it, that San Antonio 2021, which is going to happen this next weekend, got rescheduled to the first week of July. I think July 3rd and 4th are the new dates. You're going to expect that a couple of those shows that they announced were going to, get shut down. I'll be surprised if those all seven Houston shows actually happen. But I hope they do. But San Antonio's rescheduled because of, coronavirus cases are spiking in San Antonio. Whatever. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be shutting things down. But that's whatever. So, moving on from that, in good news, we got Orlando, Florida. Was announced some new shows upcoming February 27th and 28th. Three shows, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. And at the, I'm pretty sure the 7 p.m. show during halftime, they're going to do the Monster Jam Hall of Fame 2020 induction, which was supposed to happen at the World Finals in Orlando last year. They're going to do the Hall of Fame induction, inducting Scott Douglas and Dennis Anderson into the Monster Jam Hall of Fame. You know, the two guys who have to go in first. I mean, who else is going in the Monster Jam Hall of Fame besides those two first? That's going to be great. I'm so excited to announce that I'll be there filming it. They're recording it. That's going to be so cool, seeing those two get inducted into like the first ever Monster Jam Hall of Fame class. Never had that before. I was looking forward to that last year. But glad to see that coming up soon. That's going to be so cool. Seeing, just looking at Dennis Anderson in the flesh is like, God's gift. I mean, I've never seen anything better, on the track or off the track when I look at that man. I'm just saying. But, enough with that. Let's move on to the next bit of news that I got here is, I was flipping through the yearbook that came out. I bought one at Salt Lake City. And I saw that they actually announced the series that they're going to do for 2021, which I was kind of surprised about. But in there, they said that they have a stadium series and an arena series, not like triple threats or anything, but, typical arena shows and typical stadium shows. So for the stadium shows, I was surprised to see that they're actually going to be alternating tracks this year, and it's not going to be that same St. Louis style racing that they've been doing for the past 5-6 years. They're going to be switching up between that St. Louis style track, the Stadium Tour red track, and the Stadium Tour yellow track from last year. The Chicago style where they start in the center. They're going to be bringing that back, which is cool. I love the figure eight track. That was probably my favorite, but they're not surprised that they cut one of them out. I'm surprised that they're doing two. So that's cool. That's cool to see. I hope they alternate between those in Houston, because seeing the same track for seven shows in the same stadium all in a row is going to be a little much for fans to see, let alone me seeing them. But hopefully they switch up the tracks for those shows. That would be pretty cool of them. I can't wait for those shows in Houston. The next ones are coming January 30th and 31st. Saturday and Sunday, then the following weekend, February 6th and 7th, or 5th and 6th, 5th and 6th, Saturday, Sunday, and then February 13th, 14th for three shows on a set, or two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday. I'm going to be going to all those, filming those, putting them up on my channel, youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord. Make sure to follow me on Instagram too, at monster.jam.lord. Moving on to the next bit of news that I got for today. I noticed when I was flipping through the yearbook that there were tons of driver cuts, which, you know, was expected. That wasn't not expected at all. I expected that for sure. Everyone did. We knew some got cut from back in March anyways, or April, whenever they did it. And I noticed some pretty sad ones in there that we'll get to. We already knew Scott Buteau was leaving. We already knew Joe Urie was leaving. Those are the two that announced it themselves. But there were quite a few surprises in here to see. I was surprised to see that El Toro Loco was cut down from 7 drivers for the past year to 2. Becky McDonough is gone. Scott Buteau is gone, which was already announced. I think Martin McDonald was still listed as an active driver. And that leaves whoever else was on that list to now it just being down to Armando Castro and Elvis Linus, which, you know, it's not surprising that those are the two that they kept. I'm surprised that they got rid of Mark List over Elvis Linus, though, actually, because Mark List has been around a little longer, I'd say a little more skilled and all that. You know, I think Elvis is only in his rookie year, 2 years driving, so, you know, that's not, you know, he hasn't shown what he can do yet. But, yeah, Mark List is great. Sad to see him go. And moving on to the main one, this is the one that I can't stand to see. Neil Elliott, Max D, he's gone. That, oh my god, that killed me when I saw that in the yearbook. I was like, are you kidding me? Neil Elliott? I will say he's the most skilled driver probably ever in Monster Jam. Like, as far as, you know, racing and freestyle go, like, as in consistency, the best, you know. He, like, for what he does, he's the best at it, you know? Like, he doesn't put on the most entertaining freestyles compared to, like, you know, Ryan Anderson or Camden Murphy, but he's right under there. But, yeah, you can't get rid of him. You can't get rid of Neil Elliott, who just won his series. Sucks to see. It also sucks to see Blake Granger out of Mags D. He's another great one that it's not really a surprising cut, but it's definitely sucks to see. And they moved Gravedigger down from 7 drivers to 4. Which, I mean, again, another more surprises. Like, seeing Gravedigger is essential to going to any Monster Jam show. So if they don't plan on running 4 diggers at once for the foreseeable future, then, you know, that's going to suck that they're keeping it down to so many less shows than they used to. But, I mean, hey, when we look at all these driver cuts, we can assume that, you know, when things are back to normal, when, you know, they're running at full capacity, which, you know, who knows how long it's going to take for Monster Jam to go back to how many shows they were doing, you know, a week. They're doing, like, 7 shows a week across the country. So until, you know, they're going to hire those people back. You know, seeing Gravedigger cut from 7 to 4, the 3 that were cut were Charlie Pawkin, Randy Brown, and surprisingly, the most of all, Morgan Kane. That one really sucks to see because, you know, if, out of the 3 that they cut, Charlie Pawkin, Randy Brown, Morgan Kane, I would have kept Morgan Kane, I'm just saying. But, yeah, sucks to see those, you know, 2 classic old Gravedigger drivers, you know, not old, but they've been driving Gravedigger for 20 years, Randy Brown and Charlie Pawkin, you know, of course, 2 fantastic drivers still in their own right. Really sad to see them go. I mean, Randy Brown was, I'd say, like, my first favorite driver ever since, you know, when I first got into Monster Jam, back when I was, you know, a child. Randy Brown, he was the man. He was, you know, at every TV show, driving around, destroying everyone. I mean, you know, back in, like, 2007, 2008, Gravedigger, you know, was destroying anyone, regardless of who else was there, or regardless of who was driving Gravedigger anyways, but it really is sad to see both of those guys get cut, at least from the advertised list in the yearbook this year. So, sucks. They kept Brandon Vinson, Tyler Menninga, Adam listed as a Gravedigger driver, even though he's in Megalodon right now, and Kristen. So technically, you can say there's three active Digger drivers. But still, we're only getting one show a week, so I assume Kristen's going to be at all those until we get multiple shows a week. Or, you know, multiple shows at all. Not lined up the way they are. So, sucks to see, but not surprising with all the driver cuts that, you know, have happened, that have been revealed. So, moving on to the next topic I got on the list here. They announced a lot of new 2021 Monster Jam merchandise as far as the toys go, which I know a lot of people listening to this would appreciate me to discuss. They got the new Walmart exclusive Gears vs. Galaxy two packs and single sets, which, you know, is a pretty cool concept. Just the like the purple and white. I don't understand how. I mean, purple Galaxy, but white Gears. I mean, I don't know. That's not what I would have done, but I mean, I don't really know how to design things, so I'm gonna leave that to Spin Master. They also got those Monster Jam minis to collect. I'm not going to lie. I bought a couple of those when I was in Utah. I was road tripping through Utah. And, you know, when you're passing Walmarts, you know, why not go pick up a couple Monster Jam minis when you see them there? So, you know, I got the full set. I got all 12. And those things are pretty cool. I have them as desk toys. They're all just sitting there. I definitely recommend picking those up. Those are good. And they also included in the yearbook have the 2021 164 singles poster, which, you know, I took a gander at it, and I'd say it's got, like, the best trucks of all time that they've ever made in there. You know, Kraken, Saigon Shaker, and Bro Camino, just to name a few. But yeah, it looks like a really good list, even though they cut it by at least 20 trucks, it looks like. So, whatever. You know, looks like a good year. I will definitely take quality over quantity when it comes to Monster Jam toys. So, looks great. Looks like a great year. And that's all I got for you today. A little bit of news for, you know, despite the times that we're in. I mean, I'll take it. You know, the news that we got, pretty good news. Like, I'm not, none of this is negative. All positive news, except for San Antonio being canceled, but we already knew that. So stay tuned for next week for Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. You can follow me on YouTube, primarily youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord, or just type it in the search bar. You can watch all my, you know, coverage of Monster Jam events and more on that channel. All my content is up there. Follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and Twitter at monsterjamlord. And, yeah, follow me on those to keep up with what I'm going to be doing, where I'm going to be at, what shows I'm going to be filming. And, yeah, everyone, thanks for watching. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.